You know, that's an interesting question. Because we all know print is in trouble. The business model for print is broken. That's not stopping the kids. They understand that the business model is broken, but that journalism is not going to go away. And these kids are so technologically savvy. The professionals, when they come here, especially if they haven't been here before, they're blown away. They do not believe that teenagers are doing what these kids are doing. It's in every way professional quality stuff. I mean, obviously they're young, so it's maybe not as mature in content, but often it is. But the designs and such, I'm telling you, it's professional.
Students get to attend numerous workshops held by professionals in various arenas of journalism at the conference. However, the majority of students are there to compete. Some of the competitions are prepped months in advance. Others are on the spot. This is his first time at the FSPA conference. He and his group are working on one of the on-the-spot competitions. Luke and his group had to do a story based on a fake celebrity tantrum. They then had to film and edit the story in just 4 hours.
Well, I got involved through my school. We have a class which is called broadcast. And it's a lot of fun, and it was a vigorous tryout process that we had to go through.
Why journalism?
I just like filming. I like it.
So you want to do TV, you think?
Yeah, probably TV. TV would be nice, and journalism's always something that would be really fun, I think.
Are you concerned at all with like going into the career field right now?
Yeah, I'm very concerned, but I don't know. I think I'll do fine, you know. As long as I'm happy with what I'm doing, I'll be happy.
Eric Deggins is a television and media critic for the St. Petersburg Times. He says that it is important for those entering the journalism field today to be a jack of all trades, as opposed to the old model where journalists were taught to specialize.
I always say, and I just told this group, that journalism is an art. It's a craft, and it's not something you go into because you want to get rich. It is an industry you go into because you have a passion for it. You're not going to find many other professions that can allow you to make a living with that passion. This is one of the few. Are you going to get rich? No. But can you make enough to raise a family and to have a home? Yes. And again, I think that's going to continue. It's going to be probably in a different form. But I don't want to tell people to get out of the industry.
Barb and Maryland are both high school students from Coral Springs. Barb competed in several photography competitions this year and says she knows that photographs will always be in her life. Maryland says that while she is unsure exactly where she wants to take these skills, journalism is still at the heart.
It does, but I mean, I'm going to be a senior next year, so I mean, I have another year to figure it out, but still, like, it's photography. I know whether I'm not, like, you know, I consider it my career, you know, later on in life, and I know I'm going to keep doing it anyway. So I think right now, like, what we're doing here is good, and it's fun, and it's teaching me a lot, so I'm not really too worried about it until I get to college.
I'm really mixed up on what I want to do. I have a million things I want to do, right, Kate?
Yeah.
I want to write a book. I want to own a magazine. I want to do everything under the sun. But it all comes back to journalism. So these roots are really important to what I want to do. You can't be scared of it because it's going to happen anyway. And we got to find out where we fit, even in the economy like ours.
John Frank is a political reporter for the St. Petersburg Times. He says that he was impressed by the level of political coverage some of the student publications were providing.
They wrote about some stuff about the presidential campaign that I was going to encourage them to at least try to do, but leaps and bounds above the level I thought they were at.
How is their experience going to change as far as what they have to learn, do you think?
What I didn't get to ask them and I wanted to is to know how many of them had websites for the school newspaper, putting up news in between their publication dates, because that's important. That's where it's going to go. But these kids know how to use video cameras and microphones and put it on YouTube better than I do. In more ways than one, they'll be my boss someday because we need them. Their generation will be the next generation of newspaper readers, and if they don't join us and help us make it appealing to their generation, you know, we won't survive. So we need them.